The sign went up on the manicured lawn of the Towers estate just as the sun began to set. Robert stood on the sidewalk, watching the wind catch the for sale banner. It was the first time in 40 years he had stood outside his own gates without a limousine waiting for him. At the community center, Shirley was handing out supplies for an after-school art program. Her hands were covered in charcoal, and her designer watch was tucked away in her pocket. "You missed a spot," a young student said, pointing to the corner of her canvas. Shirley laughed, a sound that didn't require an audience or a donor. "I missed a lot of spots, kid. But I'm catching up." Across town, Virginia and James were sitting in their dark apartment, the only light coming from a single lamp. "The overtime check cleared," James said, his voice thick with a pride that Turquoise Software had never given him. "We can pay the full rent and still have enough for a decent dinner." Virginia leaned against him, the radical honesty having stripped away the cushioning but leaving the bone. "Decent is plenty," she whispered. "As long as it's ours." Minnie arrived at the estate just as Robert was turning to go inside. She didn't have her keys. She just waited by the gate. "The house is listed," Robert said, gesturing to the sign. "I know," Minnie replied. "I saw it on the news. The city is calling it the end of an era." Robert opened the small pedestrian gate, letting her in. "It's not an era, Minnie. It was a barricade. And I think I'm finally ready to walk past it." As they walked up the long drive together, the Towers family was no longer a dynasty or a brand. They were just six people trying to figure out how to tell the truth in a world that prefers a good story. The vault was open, the secrets were spent, and the real saga was just beginning.